Radio.
I know you're all very diligent listeners of the readings every day, and you'll notice that over the course of this week we've been looking at the Exodus story in our first reading from the book of Exodus. Well, today we have quite an interesting part to that story, because answering Moses' questions about his name, God says quite simply, "I am who I am." But what does that mean? This whole exchange between Moses and God gets even more interesting when we see that Moses already knows who he's talking to. God's already told him, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." But in today's reading, Moses is really asking what he should say to the Israelites when he tells them that God is going to rescue them. He's not so interested in who God was in the past. Moses is more interested in finding out who is this God now. Is he big enough to overpower the Egyptian gods and do what he's promised to save the people of Israel? This was the real question that God answered. He says to Moses quite interestingly, "Tell them, I am the one that has sent you." You see, he's not just the God who was the God of Israel's ancestors. He remains their God today. He remains a potent, powerful God whose presence never failed them. He was a God who was loving and everlasting. He was a God who was eternal, the Almighty One. He simply is and was at all times and in all places the God of the people of Israel. And I think this answer that God gave to Moses today shows how accessible, in fact, even how humble our God is. You see, the pagan gods, and particularly the gods of the Egyptians, they required worshippers to bring them gifts. And even then, bringing a gift didn't guarantee that the gods would answer your prayers. By contrast, Israel's God seeks out his people and meets them where they are. He comes to them, offering them salvation and freedom. His love for them doesn't depend on their offerings. He simply is, and what he is happens to be very simple and life-giving. He is love and he is redemption. Who is God? Well, he is the God of Moses and the God of Abraham and of David. But he's also the God of Jesus and of Joseph and of Mary. And he's also, quite beautifully, our God. He's our Father, our Provider, our Redeemer, and our Protector. So as we go through the rest of our day, let's remind ourselves that God is the one who is. He's the one who created the earth and stretched out the heavens. And he's the one who created you and he created me and stretched out a path for us to each follow him. So let's worship our God. Let's praise him. Let's love him. And most importantly, let's trust in him. Because he is and always will be, I am. Father, we believe that you are the one who is. Thank you for your presence and your care for us. Amen.
Radio.org.au